very much, my goodness. Now, the word to Kirita Plasside.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for all coming. United and Strong is relatively new to being visible or even being in the international advocacy. Although we had been established from 2001, pretty much very shadowed by the AIDS Action Foundation. So here I'll give you a brief information on us and how we have gotten to this level. United and Strong actually is the NGO registered in Saint Lucia, non-governmental organization representing lesbians, gays, bisexual, transgender persons. Established in 2001, registered in 2005 in collaboration with the AIDS Action Foundation through the Caribbean AIDS Alliance initiative in response to the HIV/AIDS epidemic in Saint Lucia. From the onset, United and Strong strive to reach the most vulnerable populations. And our target population established then was actually men sleeping with men, which was considered to be the most affected by this epidemic. However, through the years, we have expanded our outreach to include women who have sex with women, youth and trans communities. United and Strong demonstrates a commitment to social change in the work we do and continue to advocate for the rights of LGBT persons in Saint Lucia. The goal we have included questioning the gender norms as well as the heterosexual behavior in our society. When we tear the narrow constraints of what a real man or real woman must live up to, we believe that this indeed achieves a social change in a feministic direction. The legal structure of Saint Lucia is inherited from British colonialism, and although our constitution has enshrined within it the principles of equality and non-discrimination of all persons, it is not the reality. Saint Lucia stands as one of the many countries of the world today which actually criminalizes same-sex behavior between consenting adults. For years, homosexuality has been frowned upon in Saint Lucia society. As we come to the crossroads in social, political, and intellectual development, we propose that a number of changes within constitution. The lesbian, gay, bisexual community was not asking for extra rights. We were simply asking for the rights and protection under the law which was afforded to the larger Saint Lucia. As of 2005, Saint Lucia has a constitutional reform commission, an independent non-political body responsible to Parliament of Saint Lucia with the mandate to submit recommendations to the House of Assembly. United and Strong submitted a report to constitutional reform in March 2008, as well as an oral presentation to the committee. Now, although the Commissioner's office is now closed, indicating the completion of their duties. However, we are still in the dark as to the status of their recommendations to Parliament. Our advocacy became more visible when we did that presentation. And this presentation was absolutely important because although Saint Lucia is less affected by homophobic violence than countries, for example, Jamaica, but the violent crimes do occur and brutal murders have taken place. The violent death of two perceived gay men sparked the debate on criminal code reform and hate crime legislation. It was heartbreaking that even after that discussion, two other murders have taken place. This advocacy came to this level because the first two murders were not just friends or fellow activists. They were considered to be family. And the murders of these persons were not just considered murders, they were considered torture. For many years, Saint Lucia, gays, lesbians, bisexual, and transgenders, it's a reality that fear, stigma, discrimination, and persecution is faced.